Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With Tony Marinaro.
55 seconds left in the penalty, a minute and 27 seconds left in regulation time. Boston 4, Montreal 3. Lafleur coming out rather gingerly on the right side. He gives it into Lemaire, back to Lafleur.
The Sickest Montreal Canadiens Podcast.
You're in the spot!
Sports entertainment like no other.
Rejoint, on lui fait perdre la rondelle, une passe devant. Et c'est
la
bonne!
Ce sera la victoire des Canadiens. Stanley pour les Canadiens. Le 23e de l'histoire.
You found the dogs! John, you found the dogs! He found the dogs!
And all together, they worked a young team to the top. And now, a 24th Stanley Cup banner will hang from the rafters of the famous Forum in Montreal. The Canadiens win the Stanley Cup!
Brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. La Vida TV. It's gonna be sick.
Marinaro on this Thursday, May 25th. It is 1 minute past 10 o'clock, and there's a hockey game that's taking place, of course. It is the Vegas Golden Knights and the Dallas Stars, with Vegas up 3-0 in the series. Game 4 tonight in Dallas, with a chance to sweep the Stars and do to Dallas the same thing that Florida did to Carolina. The game is tied at 2 after 2 periods of play, so we'll see what transpires in period number 3. By the way, did you hear Rod Brind'Amour saying, you know, everyone's talking about the fact that we got swept, but we didn't really get swept, you know, like we didn't really lose, and I don't know, no one was able really to figure out what he was trying to say, but it was all kind of weird. It seems like Rod Brind'Amour is in shock, and it hasn't hit him yet that his team was indeed swept by the Florida Panthers. I think everyone's in shock. I got friends that live in Florida. I think they're in shock too. This is the National Hockey League playoffs, and it's probably sometimes it's not about being the best team. It's about playing the best hockey at the right time of the year and getting a guy or two that's hot. And when it's a goalie, it doesn't hurt. And the Sick Podcast is brought to you in part by Energy Transportation Group, named by the Financial Times as one of America's fastest growing companies in 2023. They've been recognized by the Globe and Mail as a top-growing Canadian company for 2 years in a row. They work with some of the biggest Fortune 500 companies, providing end-to-end logistics services. Join a winning team and check out Energy's career page for available opportunities. I know these guys well. I know Sean Girard. I know Mike Cinquino. I know Dave Grassi. I know the entire staff. They run a great operation. And you know what? Check out their career page, because I hear it's an awesome place to work. Every time I go in, I see smiles on everyone's faces. And I've been going in for some time, and I keep on seeing the same people over and over again, which means they retain their staff, which obviously is a great sign, right? Because if you work somewhere and you're not happy, you're going to leave. And if you're still there, it's because you're happy. All right. Okay. Also brought to you in part by La Bita TV, brewed in Quebec, a winner of a dozen international awards. La Bita TV, this baby right here, they offer quality microbrewery beers made with premium ingredients for everyone's taste. La Bita TV, embrace your true nature. And XL Moto, the premier motorcycle and scooter dealership in Montreal for over 20 years. And I have to tell you, I've wanted a Vespa scooter ever since I was like 16, 17 years old. I wanted a Vespa scooter, and I have to get one. I have to get one. Their dealership carries 7 different motorcycle and scooter brands. The number one Aprilia and Piaggio ambassadors for the last 5 years, XL Moto, your ultimate destination and best customer service experience. Check out XLMoto.com. All right. Okay. We have our guy. He's a regular contributor on Thursdays. I call him, his name is George Larac. I call him Big George. And he's also known as 20 Minutes Bro. What's going on, bro?
Yes. Yeah. I'd rather be 20 Minutes Bro than 30 Seconds Bro like you are.
Hey, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality, son. It's about the quality. Let me
imagine when you have both.
Are you working tomorrow?
Yes, my last day tomorrow.
Your last day, and then tomorrow you're going.
I'm going to Israel after.
Wow, when are you leaving?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, you're leaving tomorrow night for Israel? Wow.
Yeah.
When's the wedding that you're going to?
Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when are you coming back?
Monday.
Really? Yeah. Why just, well, seeing as you're not working, why don't you stick around for a bit?
Because I have an event on Monday and Tuesday in Montreal.
Oh, really? Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I have to tell you, as someone who worked English sports radio for 19 and a half years, okay?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool on the French side, right? It's pretty cool. Let me get my my microphone here. Let's turn it over. It's pretty cool on the French side because tomorrow is going to be what? May 26th. And you're going to be back at work. What is it? August 29th?
Yes.
Or August 28th, what is it? It doesn't matter, really. But when are you back?
29th, August, I think.
August 28th.
Yeah, 28th. Okay.
All right, okay. So 2 months and 2 days off. So over 8 weeks. It's nice.
3 months, you mean.
Hold on a second. April. What am I talking about? We're May, June, July, August. 3 months and 2 days.
Yeah.
Wow. Over 98.
Tony, you remember we work every holidays, right?
Yes.
Every holidays, everything we're there, we're on every day of the week.
Yeah, I worked every holiday for 19 and a half years in English sports radio. Not to mention that I worked weekends for the first 10 years. Not to mention that I also, besides my 3-hour show, I also worked post game show up until 5 or 6 years ago. And you know how much you get, English radio?
No.
4 weeks.
Oh, my God. Wow.
4 weeks.
You're a machine, man. You're a machine.
And by the way, you can't take more than three consecutive, or at least it was frowned upon.
Wow.
You're taking 3 months in a row.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. And then I get stopped, and people say, but can I ask you a question? Why did you go from English sports radio to French? And I say, where do you want me to start?
No kidding, man.
I say, you know what I say to them? Let's start with 4 weeks vacation compared to 12. That's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
No?
Yeah, that's a good start. I wouldn't do it with 4 weeks vacation. I wouldn't do it.
No,
I wouldn't do it.
12 weeks is nice.
Tony, the thing is, when you're on the radio, what people have to understand is it's not just making the show. Every night we're watching something.
Yeah.
Like, we have to know what's going on every day, every night. We don't have a life.
I mean, you're telling me. I did it for 19 and a half years. I know.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like, every time something going on, we have to know. We have to have an opinion. We have to check. We have to read. We have to know what's going on. We have to know what's going on when we're on the air. Otherwise, we look like we didn't do our homework. We have to watch hockey game while people are watching, like, their soap opera shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, we always have to watch the game, even as boring as hell as it is, because we have to know what's happening, what's going on. And so we're on all the time.
And I shouldn't say this because my wife says, you know, you shouldn't brag how much vacation time you have because it could upset some people. Listen, it's not going to upset anybody. I think people are happy for me that I got some vacation time. I mean, I worked as much as I worked for 19 and a half years once again. But I'm working an extra couple of weeks. All right. So I'll be working with Jean-Charles' replacement, who I believe is going to be Anthony Marcotte, if memory serves me well. I'm going to have 10 weeks vacation plus the 2 weeks at Christmas. So that's how I have my 12. So I have 10 in the summer and then 2 in the winter. So that's how I have my 12. So my last day of radio is going to be on the 16th of June. And my last day of television is going to be on the 9th of June. The 9th of June. And then I'm going to be back for TV on the 18th of September. So in TV, we even have even more. I think I got like 15 weeks in TV. 12 weeks in radio and like 15 weeks in TV. It's a beautiful change. It's a beautiful change. By the way, Saturday is going to be my 1 year anniversary of leaving English sports radio to make my way to working the Sick Podcast full time and working BPM Spot and TVS Spot as a beautiful pastime.
What are you having more fun in your Sick Podcast or the English radio you did before?
So full transparency, right? Radio was my first love, right? And I miss it every day, but I never do it again. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it does. So let's put it this way, okay? So if you're working sports radio, all right? And let's just say, I don't want to say if you're working sports radio because you are. Let's say if I was working sports radio, okay? And I had to go to 3 or 4 hour show. And you have to be in probably about 2 hours before to prep your show. And you watched all the sporting events the night before and the weekend and all that stuff. And you prep for another couple of hours before, okay? And then you have to drive to go into work about 30 minutes, 25 minutes, 30 minutes to drive. And then you got to park. And then you got to risk an accident. And then you got to do this and that. And then you got to spend money on gas. And then you got to come back. And then after your show, you probably stick around for another half hour. And then you do it all over again. You have to leave. You have to drive and this and that and pay money and gas, whatever. So you can do that. Or you can build yourself a podcast studio at home. You can kind of be your own boss. You can do the show in boxer shorts underneath the desk and nobody will know. You don't have to drive. You don't have to park. You don't have to risk an accident. You don't have to spend money on gas. You can do a 1 hour show instead of doing a 4 hour show, or you can do a 1 hour show instead of doing a 3 hour show. And you can earn a much better living. And if I want to take off January and February, or I want to take off July and August, and I want to go somewhere on vacation, I can do the podcast from anywhere in the world. Obviously, if I would be in Europe, it would be a challenge with the time difference, because 10 o'clock at night would actually be 4 o'clock in the morning. So that would be a challenge. All right. If I wanted to, I could end the podcast after 30 minutes or 45 minutes, which I might do tonight. And if I want to, in July and August, I can do pre-recorded shows if I want. Now, let's pretend I didn't say any of this, because the last thing I want is everyone to stop doing sports radio and to start doing podcasts. So let me just say this. Podcasting is a terrible life. It's a terrible world. You don't want to do it. It's absolutely terrible. It's horrendous. It's awful. Stick to radio, everyone. Stick to television. Stick to everything.
You know how many times I get offered to do podcasts, Tony? And I know I would make more money in podcasts than I do on TV just because of my following that I have.
Yeah.
But with all the job and everything that I do, it does take a lot of work to set up a podcast and stuff. So not for now. Maybe one day, but not.
Maybe one day. The podcast, by the way, for those who are wondering, will continue in the summer, okay? Can I guarantee you that it's going to go Monday to Friday live at 10 p.m.? No. I think we've talked about slowing it down. So there's different things that are on the table. It might continue to go 5 days a week, and some of them will be recorded, and some of them will probably be 30 minutes long instead of an hour. They might all be 30 minutes long. There's different options on the table, but the podcast will continue, and that's the most important part, okay? So now that we've got all this podcasting and radio talk out of the way, happy anniversary to me, happy anniversary to me, happy anniversary to me. What are you doing? You smelling the plant or what?
Yeah, rosemary.
Oh, rosemary, really, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Not so good. Stuff. Hey, are you happy I won the bet?
Yes, and I'm not surprised, Tony.
You're not surprised, eh?
Tony,
gamer or what? You know I'm a competitor?
I saw you play soccer at the Patrice Bernier Classic.
Yeah.
And with your size, I was pretty impressed with your soccer skills. And from that moment on, I knew you were a competitor. And I knew that if you decide to do a bet with someone, you're going to do whatever it takes to win. I knew you were going to win. There's no doubt in my mind that you were going to win, just the way I saw you as a competitor. You were playing soccer. You didn't want to come off the field. You're pretty good. You wanted to win. You give everything you had. And at that moment, I saw the rage in your eyes. Size didn't matter. You were out there. You wanted to win. You scored a couple goals.
I love this
guy. And I knew you were going to win it.
I love this guy. All right. Hey, did you see my fight in studio?
Yes, I did, but that's not a fight. If you want to, if you want to fight, let's fight me and you, and then let's show everyone.
Well,
fight.
I got no chance versus you, George. I mean,
I'll put a hand in my back.
I still have no chance versus.
Okay, you. I put two hands on my back.
But if you put two hands in your back, I think I have a chance. But other than that,
okay. So let's do that. I'll give you headbutts and stuff. Let's do it.
No, I don't want no headbutts from you.
Well, how am I going to hit you if I have two hands on my back?
I don't want you to hit me. No, but what did you think? What did you think of my technique when I grabbed the hoodie and I put it over the head and stuff like that? I have some technique, no? Some?
No, that's not it. No, that
no technique.
It's tough to say because it's something playful. Fight for real, and then I'll study you and I'll tell you what you have to do.
All right. Okay. Let me see if we can bring it up. By the way, at some point it was unbelievable. Really, you have to.
It was playing. You guys were playing, man. You were playing. Come on.
Yeah. We're playing. Of course we were playing. Yes, I know that we were playing. Yeah, 100%. All right. Okay. Hey, listen. I was thinking about the Florida Panthers. All right. And I talked about this with JC earlier tonight on TV Espoir. And a lot of people disagreed with the way Mark Bergevin tried to assemble the team back in the day, that he made Carey Price the highest paid player on the team. And everyone said, you're not going to win with a goal. You're going to win with offense. And he made it to a Stanley Cup final, and it was a couple of years ago. And unfortunately, they did not win. They lost to another team whose highest paid player on the team was a goalie that was making a lot of money. I believe when they lost to, I think Vasilevskiy was making the most money on the team.
9.5.
Or was it Stamkos? But anyway.
No, Vasilevskiy, 9.5 a year.
Okay, very, very good. So, but now I take a look at the Florida Panthers, right? And Bobrovsky's making the most money on the team, right? $10 million a year, right?
Yes.
And they're going to the Stanley Cup final. And you know what? They might end up winning this thing. And if they do, they'll have won a cup with the highest paid player on the team being the goalie, which is something the Canadians were never able to do. Okay? But Jean-Charles brought a very interesting stat to my attention tonight. A very interesting stat. Bill Zito took over 32 months ago. From Dale Tallon, 32 months ago. Do you know how many players on that team are Dale Tallon's players?
No.
Throw me a number.
Five.
You got it. Five players on that team are Dale Tallon's players. All right? One of them was Ekblad, who went first in the draft. One of them was Barkov, who went second in the draft. One of them was Bobrovsky that he went out and he signed as an unrestricted free agent. Okay. Five players are Talon's players. So Bill Zito, a former NHL player agent, makes the move to become an NHL GM, goes there, and in 32 months, he changed about anywhere between 13 to 18 players, if you count the depth players, and he's got his team in the Stanley Cup final. Hey, is that amazing work, or is that amazing work?
Well, it's amazing work, but it's also a combination of luck. Because we have to, let's be honest here. Spencer goes in rehab, right? Because he has problems. Spencer is supposed to be the number one goalie in the future.
Spencer Knight, yes.
Spencer Knight. Then Lyon takes on number one goalie because Bobrovsky, since his days with the Jacket, never been the same. We don't know why. We don't know what's going on. But we know he doesn't deserve $10 million a year. Now, since he replaced Lyon in Boston and what he's been doing since Boston and what he did to Toronto and all this team that he beat, now, as good as Tkachuk has been, Bobrovsky is a consummate of that team. Without him, they don't even pass through Boston. We're not here today. So the most amazing thing, Tallon and everything he does looks good. But remember, that team were like, the reason why they made the playoff, Pittsburgh lost to Chicago and to Columbus. All Pittsburgh had to do win the last two regular season games, and they were in, and the Panthers were out. And then today, you don't have the conversation about Talon, what he's done, and Zito and all that stuff. Nobody's talking about it. The only reason why we're talking about it is because the reemergence of Bobrovsky that now looks like the goalie that we were debating back then, who was the best goalie in the world between him and Carey Price. What Bobrovsky is doing right now is what he's supposed to do with the salary that he commanded when he signed that eight-year, $10 million deal a year. And now he makes everything easy. He's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And that gives so much confidence to his team because let's say if they play Vegas, right?
Yeah.
They play Vegas. Vegas has better D-man corps. They have better forwards.
They do.
But with Bobrovsky,
but the way he's playing right now, it looks like you'd be stupid to bet against him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And Adam Link, like that goalie, Adam with Vegas is unreal too, but he's not Bobrovsky. So you know, it's I love seeing the image where he was crying when Matthew Tkachuk scored that winning goal, 4 seconds left. Just think about everything that went through his mind, right? And now he's showing everyone. Like right now, he's the best goalie in the world. Bobrovsky, as crazy as it is to say right now, he's the best goalie in the world. The save that he's breaking records in terms of goals saved every game that he's doing right now in rates that has never been seen. It's incredible what he's doing. And, you know, I hope the Panthers win. And a lot of people could say that the key point of that season will be when Keith Tkachuk gave shit to the Panthers, saying they were soft. Ever since he said that, they've been on a rampage. They've made the playoff, and look at them now. It's incredible. Tony, a couple months ago, I wanted to talk to Keith Tkachuk in my show.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, and I talked to him, and he said
that. Told me that his son, Matthew, told him a gag order on you, Dad.
Yeah, because
he talked in Toronto radio on the 29th of March, and it obviously went all over social media.
And that shows you how much leadership Matthew Tkachuk has on that team. He wants no distraction. You know what the goal is. It's 4 wins away from winning the cup, and it's just incredible. You know, I didn't like Tkachuk when he was with the Flames because – the way he was playing against the Oilers, he was just like a shit disturber. Now, that guy is like, could be like top three best NHL player in the NHL right now.
He's a man's man right now. Like there's him and there's everyone else in the National Hockey League. And I said this, like the playoffs this year, let's not talk about goalies now. Let's just talk about players. He's on the other side of the street. I mean, it's another level. It's really, really amazing. Hey, by the way, before you said that you need, there's a little bit of luck with Florida. So I was thinking about it. You know, what's the difference if Florida wins the cup, if they win it, what would be the difference of the way Bill Zito constructed his team and the way Mark Bergevin constructed their team if they both had their goalie was the highest paid player on the team? And here's something that the Canadians did bad. When you're an organization, you can dictate when you want to tank. The Chicago Blackhawks did that this year. They recognized that a generational talent was available, and they said, you know what? We're tanking. We're going to trade DeBrincat. We're going to trade Kirby Doc. At one point, we're going to trade Patrick Kane. We're going to rid ourselves of our best players. They tanked, and they got lucky, and they won the lottery. Okay, but they made their own luck. When Toronto was the Austin Matthews draft year, they said, you know what? We're going to tank. We're going to trade Phaneuf. We're going to trade Kessel. We're going to get rid of some high salary guys. We're going to try and finish last. They finished last. Boom. They got Austin Matthews. All right. I think they finished last. But anyway, there's a lot of teams that, you know, the Canadians last year, once they realized they were bad, they didn't try and get better. You know what? The draft was going to take place in their own backyard in Montreal. You know what? Let's try and put the best chance on our side to get the number one pick by finishing last. They finished last. They won the lottery. They got the number one pick. The difference between the Canadians and Florida is when the Canadians finished badly and had the number three pick, one year they drafted Galchenyuk. It wasn't a great draft year. That draft year, there was Morgan Riley, there was Philip Forsberg, there was Hurdle. There wasn't really a very good centerman available in that draft. The year they drafted Kotkaniemi, Kachuk went fourth, yes, but there wasn't really a good centerman in that draft, right? Barrett Hayton, Joe Valeno, with all due respect to them, there's nobody. When Florida was bad, second overall, they drafted Barkov. So that's something the Canadians weren't able to do, is draft a number one centerman like that, and they were never able to make a trade for a power forward like a Matthew Tkachuk. The only thing that would have been, you know, very similar to that would have been if they would have drafted Brady Tkachuk.
Yeah, but in KK. And actually, we were saying before the draft that they should take Brady Tkachuk, even if he wasn't a center. Yeah. And they went with KK, and now we all know the history of that.
All right. It's made its way around social media. I don't know if I'm going to put you on the spot here. If Andrew Shaw is an acquaintance of yours, did you see what I'm alluding to?
Of course I do.
Okay.
It's so dumb. Okay, go ahead.
Let me play the clip if I can. Okay. Here's Andrew Shaw on the Raw Knuckles podcast with Chris Nyland. Here we go. Here's a little bit.
As a 20-year-old, I would probably never put myself in that situation that Kyle was in. Yeah. I would never have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can say that, but obviously I don't know what was going on with Kyle or anything going on in his head, but he put himself in a bad situation.
All right. It was an extensive conversation. The part about Kyle Beach was not very long, maybe a little bit longer than that. But there's an excerpt that's been making its way around social media. Your thoughts.
Okay. So just so people understand, okay, what we just heard. Andrew Shaw is talking about Kyle Beach because Kyle Beach got abused by the goalie, the video coach in Chicago. He got abused sexually by the goalie coach. And now he's criticizing Kyle Beach, saying that he shouldn't have never put himself in that situation. And if he would have been in that situation, he would have never let that happen to him. Okay. So let's think about what he just said for a second. Everyone out there that is listening to us, whether you know some girls that got raped, girl that are major, woman that got in terrible situation. Let's all blame these women. Let's blame everyone that ever got victimized about any horrible crime, saying it's their fault because they put themselves in that position. This is as fucking dumb as what I'm saying right now, what Andrew Shaw just said. You're not the victim. You don't know what went through his mind. He was 18 years old. He wants to play in the NHL. That was his dream. Obviously, guys, sick people like this that did what they did to that kid, they know how to pound some victim that are weak. Some people, the stronger character, they don't attack them. They attack people that are weaker. So he attacked it. He chose a victim that was weaker, and he took advantage of it.
A victim who had a certain personality where he knew that, yes. It was abuse of power too, right? An abuse of power towards a very young, innocent player.
And you know what? Today in our society, it's making me sick, Tony, but there are so many instances like this where people abusing other people, taking advantage of different situations. We cannot ever blame the victim. Andrew Shaw made a big mistake there. You should have never done that. You have to sympathize with the victim, and you have to hope that he's doing good, but you could never, ever put yourself in their shoes and say, oh, it's easy for me today to say. If the goalie video would have went to me, the coach video, and tried to do anything with me, I'd knock him out. The thing is, he wouldn't have came up to me because my personality, the way that I am, he would know that. So he just chose a victim he knew could control. So it's so wrong. I can't believe he said that. A former player should understand that. You could never, ever, ever, ever blame a victim. Like, do you think that Kyle Beach ever wanted to get that treatment, to get abused physically like that? He has to live that with the rest of his life.
The guy ruined his life, man. It, listen,
oh, Tony, when, Tony, that made me sick to my stomach, man.
George, I was shocked to watch that on social media. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was absolutely shocked. I had to go back and watch it a second time, and I said, he didn't say that. I had to go back and watch it a third time, and I'm like, there's got to be something. What am I hearing here? And it was like a bad dream. Like, just hearing that, it was like, just,
And you know, if you want to go further than that, you know what's even worse than that, Tony?
Just very disappointed in Andrew Shaw. Just extremely.
You know what's as bad as that? Hmm. You know how we always talk about how Jonathan Toews was the best captain in history of the NHL, Captain Sirius, such a great leader.
Yeah.
He knew about it. He heard his teammates making fun of Kyle Beach that was getting sexually assaulted. Nobody did a thing. And on top of that, we all covered the team that all knew everything about it. We're getting paid $10 million a year by the Blackhawks. So let's not say anything, because you know what? They give us amazing contract.
Yeah. People out of Chicago want you to believe that they were in a big playoff run and no one knew that any of this was going on.
Come on, Tony.
If you go back and you listen to the testimony, there were people that were aware that it was going on.
Everyone was aware.
And that's why there are some people that are not working in hockey right now, because based on the testimony, they were aware.
Yeah. And hockey, we're a family, Tony. Everybody, we know everything that goes on in the dressing room. We know everything. There's no secrets. Everybody knew about it. People weren't comfortable, like, obviously all sharing. You know, you heard Brent Sopel talking about it, right? Former players that was there and talking about how they all knew about it. And, but everybody covered one another. And because as a family, that's what they do. And during that time, there's a victim that looks like an idiot when everybody's trying to make him look like a liar. So obviously justice was done, which you'll never get those years back, and it'll never make him feel better. But at least in a way, justice in a way that there's some justice that was done with everything that has happened.
You know, I
by the way, what's the score? Because you're making me miss the game.
It's 2-2 with about a minute 20 left in regulation. Yeah, okay, a very evenly matched game,
who tied it up?
The shots are 38 to 35 for the Dallas Stars.
Okay. Who tied it up for the Vegas?
Who tied it? Well, it was Vegas was leading 2-1. It was
I know who tied it up for who tied it up for the Stars?
Jason Robertson scored his second of the game.
Oh, okay. Thank
Jason
you.
Robertson has two goals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and his second goal, by the way, the one that the tying goal, was assisted by Lindell and Domi. And not so sure if you saw this, but Mike Tyson at the game wearing a Max Domi jersey tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mike Tyson's at the game with Ric Flair, with the Nature Boy.
You know what's funny is that, you know how we know that Mark Wahlberg's good friend with Ty Domi and
Very good friends.
And when Domi Max went to Dallas, he wore a Dallas jersey, said how he was supporting Ty. But then the other day, I'm looking at Mark Wahlberg in Vegas, like spinning the thing, and now he's a Vegas resident and you're supporting the Golden Knights.
Oh, really, eh?
That are playing Dallas? Man, whose team is he cheering on?
Yeah,
Max Domi and the Stars of Vegas.
I don't have a problem with that. Oh, hold on a second. How about Vinny LeCavalier? In the first round, Tampa Bay versus Toronto. Did you see this?
No.
They invited Vinny LeCavalier to, I don't know what he did, but he did something with the Let's Go Lightning or whatever. And he did something to support the Lightning. And he's Kent Hughes' right-hand man with the Montreal Canadiens. Sure. How do you feel about that? But well, he's obviously a resident of Tampa, and he's a former Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean,
Tony,
a team he won the cup with.
Like with the history that he has with Tampa, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like we understand.
I don't think it's a big
deal. It's okay. No, it's no big deal. No big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal either. Anyway, look, I had to ask you about it, and I don't, you know, like we'll move on now, but I just watching that.
It was sick. Times, sick.
I felt bad for Kyle Beach again, because for sure he ended up seeing that.
Yeah. And, he saw it. But I know he saw the support though. He saw the support.
Yeah. 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 There's 11 seconds left in regulation, and it looks like this one's going to go to overtime, George. Do we have the fight?
Tony, that's not a fight.
George, look. Okay, George, it's not a fight, but tell me what you think of my technique. Just tell me. Look at my technique. Look at this. Look, his glasses go flying. Look, I put the garbage bag over his face, George. George, I put the glasses went flying.
Okay, I'm looking at your stomach rubbling.
Yeah.
And your butt crack. You look like a plumber.
That's okay. That's plumbers make like $100 an hour cash. I wish I was. Look. George, look at that. Oh my God. Look, watch the way I sweep the leg. George, I sweep the leg. That
Tony, you're fighting someone that is handicapped. Fight a man. Fight me.
Hey.
Fight me.
Listen, he did have Alcan foil all around him and a garbage bag and stuff. I have to admit, I pounced on someone who was in a bad situation. You know, I would never fight George. George, you're arguably the toughest guy in the history of the National Hockey League. I'd never fight you. I would get killed. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not stupid.
No, you wouldn't. I would not punch you.
You wouldn't punch me?
No, I'd bring my pillow, and then we could do a pillow fight. We could do a pillow fight.
If you would punch me like in the stomach, I think I'd die.
No, you'd lose some weight.
No, I would. You're strong, man. But you know what really freaked me out?
What?
So I know that George St. Pierre is like one of the best to ever live to do what he does. But I thought when he got in the ring with you, with your size and your sheer strength, I thought he was going to be in a little bit of trouble.
Tony, in the octagon is the best in the world. I can't do anything. I don't know all the techniques. On the ice, you know, he's even said it himself. He would have no chance on the ice, just like in the octagon. Listen, give me a lightweight in the octagon and I have no chance with him. I don't know jiu-jitsu and all that stuff and wrestling. I just know how to fight on the ice, and that's it. And all those disciplines are all different. And George, pound for pound, is the best in the world. Give him anyone. He could do whatever he wants, right? If he wanted me to suck my thumb, I would have done it. He could have made me anything he wanted in the octagon. But on the ice?
I have so much respect for George St. Pierre. Like, to me, all the athletes that I've covered in 20 years of being in the media here and talking sports, I don't know if I have more respect for anyone other than George St. Pierre. I mean, that fight versus Bisping, coming back after over 3.5 years out of the octagon, split open versus a guy bigger than him at Madison Square Garden and putting him in the guillotine the way he did.
No, but Tony,
this guy is... He's a technician, you know, this guy. He waits for an opening and he pounces.
Tony, you know what's even worse than that? A lot of people might not know this, but before the fight, he was suffering from colitis. He was bleeding from his ass. He was sick. And he still fought. While he had colitis, he was sick. He still beat him.
I know what that is. It's an infection in your intestines, which is basically one notch below Crohn's disease.
And he fought him like that, with that condition. And a lot of people would have canceled the fight.
I read about that because after that, he turned to fasting. Right? Did he not turn to fasting to help heal his colitis?
And that's also why I started to do fasting. He showed me and I started doing it. That's why I was telling you about weak fast that I do all the time. But you know, Tony, you know, I used to know him when he started to fight, and nobody knew who he was. He would fly to Edmonton to train, and I gave him jerseys and tickets to watch the Oilers game. No one knew who he was.
Wow.
We go way back. I knew him way before all of you guys would watch him on TV having success. He'd come to Edmonton. It'd be this French guy with this terrible French accent coming to Edmonton, wanted to watch the Oilers, and I would take care of him. And we're friends since then, ever since.
Wow. Good guy, eh? Good guy.
Awesome. Awesome guy.
So much respect for him, man. For me, one of the best athletes ever for me. George St. Pierre. Hey. If you follow him on Instagram still today, not competing, always training every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day, shows up at the park, does things that it's unbelievable. Yeah. Ahead of his time, this guy. Ahead of his time. He's cut from a different cloth.
Hey, by the way, can I go to bed soon? I have a 15-hour flight tomorrow.
Yes.
And I don't know how much I'm going to sleep tomorrow on the flight. So
okay, go. Hey, I will see you tomorrow in studio. Will you be in studio tomorrow?
Yeah. What time are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there at 8 a.m. because Jean-Charles is scheduled to run around the block on Laurier Street because he lost the bet.
Hold on. He's going to do it. What time tomorrow is he going to do that?
He's doing it at the end of his show. He's doing it at 9 a.m.
Okay, I'll watch it.
So at 9 a.m.?
He's gonna really do it on a slip cookie at 9.
This was the bet, George. What can I tell you? Tomorrow we'll see. The bet was this.
Okay, I'll come and watch it, and I'll bring a bucket to puke on it.
All right, okay. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, always fun. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you tomorrow at the station, okay?
Yes, thanks.
Bye-bye. I'll bring you a bottle of water. All right, there you have it, my buddy George St. Pierre. Hey, I mentioned that I've wanted to get myself a Vespa since I was like 15 or 16 years old when the show started. Well, I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, but the weather is really turning around in Montreal. So tomorrow, a high of 21 and sunny. Saturday, a high of 26. Sunday, a high of 28. Monday, a high of 24. Tuesday, a high of 27. Wednesday, a high of 29. 21, 26, 28, 24, 27, 29. That's what the next week is going to look like. Man, sounds like great weather to go riding, huh? I stopped in. I went to visit the great staff over at Excel Moto at 5480 Paré. Look at this.
Marinero, the sick podcast, live at XL Moto 5480 Paré Street, the number one Piaggio group in all of North America, with sales manager Vito Di Cosola. Vito, how are you?
Very good. Yourself, Tony?
Very good, thank you. Why Vespa?
Listen, Vespa is the best-selling scooter in the world. It's been around for 7 years, and it's the cream of all scooters.
How long have you been riding Vespa?
Over 25 years, yes.
How does it feel?
It's great. Listen, I have motorcycles, but I do have a Vespa. It's a baby blue Vespa Primavera, and I love it, you know. It's easy. It's like riding a bike, and that's why it's so popular, because everybody just gets on it, starts it, and goes, you know. It's such an easy bike. It's comfortable, and it's for two people, and you know what? It's got a classic look that will never, ever fade.
Why XL Moto to buy your Vespa?
Good question. I mean, look, we have the biggest collection of Vespas in Quebec, I would say. You know, we have whatever color, whatever model that you need, we have it here. We are authorized service center for Piaggio. Not just for Vespa, but, you know, Piaggio scooters and Aprilia motorcycles. So it's very important that, you know, the after sales service is just as important as, you know, the Vespa or scooter itself.
XL Moto, the number one dealership for the Piaggio group in North America. Vito Di Cosola giving me the inch. I could see Tony Marinaro on a Vespa. Can you see Tony Marinaro on a Vespa?
Absolutely, for sure. You're Italian, you gotta have a Vespa.
Thank you, Vito. And Vito, a special promotion running right now at XL Moto. Tell us about it.
Yes, so until the end of June, you buy a Vespa, you get a free helmet like this one. So you can match the color of your helmet with your Vespa. you know?
So any color?
Any color you want. So you come in, you choose your Vespa, and then you go choose your helmet. And there you go. That's our promo for until the end of June.
Another reason to shop at XL Moto. I'm Marinaro.
All right, there you have it. Ali and Vito and the great staff over at XL Moto at 5480 Pare, the number one Vespa dealership in North America the last 5 years. Piaggio Group, which is Aprilia, which is Piaggio, which is Vespa. And Vespa is, of course, renowned. When you're talking scooters, you're talking Vespa and then everyone else. All right. Ah, look at that. Look at that. Yeah. They gave me the itch, and I got my Vespa, all right? I told you I always wanted one ever since I was 15 or 16, and I got it. This is the Primavera Red model. It's the all-red model, and actually, it saved the children. This is a special edition model, and part of the profits that they make on this Vespa go towards underprivileged kids in Africa when you get the Primavera Red model. So I just I saw them all. They all gave me the itch. I liked them all. And then the second that I saw the red one, they have hundreds and hundreds of scooters in inventory, by the way. And when I saw the red model, I'm like, that's the one that I want. Sammy Daniello, I gotta bring you in.
What's happening, Tony?
So Sunday we are going live to La Tornade. One Avenue de la Fabrique in Vaudreuil-Dorion.
Yep.
And I'm contemplating to go from LaSalle to Vaudreuil-Dorion. How long do you think it would take me?
A week?
No, probably not that much, because I already took it for a ride and I met up with my buddy Robert Marcucci, by the way, a couple of days ago.
Take you
and
long.
Guess where we went?
Dorval.
I went from Ville LaSalle. We met on the lakeshore in Dorval, and then we drove to Cafe Milano on Brunswick Boulevard in DDO, which is one of my favorite spots, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we were three guys, three Vespas, parked them out in front, and we have our own little scooter group now. So, look, I bring it up because, A, they're a proud sponsor of the Sick Podcast. B, because everyone in the world would love to have a Vespa.
Yep.
And C, because with the weather turning around, I used to go watch a lot of soccer games before with my spare time, and now I'm doing less of that. And my passion now has become riding Vespas. And so there you have it. And who knows, you might see me on Sunday with my Vespa in Vaudreuil-Dorion. Let's bring it up. They are at 5480 Pare.
We have the hold on. Yep.
There we go. Look at that, xlmoto.com, and the number to call, 514-738-6686. They're obviously closed right now when we're doing this live on this Thursday, May 25th at 10:48 p.m. But if you bookmark that website, xlmoto.com, there's the number. It'll pop up, and you can give Vito a call tomorrow because the Vespas are going, and they are going fast. Tony, because of you tomorrow, I will go buy one.
Wow.
This is coming from Andrew Broccoli. Andrew? Make sure you buy it at xlmoto.com. Ask for Vito. He's going to give you great customer service and tell him Tony Marinaro sent you there. All right? Hey, that's pretty cool. That's always nice. You know what? We appreciate very much when our viewers, our listeners, support our sponsors. It means the world to us.
If he sends us a pic, we'll post it on social media. Tell him.
If you send us a picture of you picking up the Vespa at XL Moto,
we'll post it.
We will post it. We'll put it on all our social media platforms. We'll do that.
Yeah.
So if you see a guy on a red Primavera red Vespa scooter and you think he looks like Tony Marinaro, he's Tony Marinaro. All right. So it's a perfect time because I told Daniello to get one too. I got the itch. I went in, I saw them. I couldn't resist. Boom, let's go. Have one delivered, and they did. And that's why I said at the beginning of the show that there's a very good chance that we're going to go through the summer, but there's a good chance that we're going to record some shows, and there's a good chance that some shows are going to be abbreviated, maybe going from an hour to 30 minutes, especially in the months of July and August.
So one fan said you have to change one thing. Put up the picture, Sammy, please. What do you think you have to change?
I need to wear red shoes?
Nope.
The helmet?
Yep, red helmet.
Red helmet?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I thought about it.
Yeah, you have to get a red helmet.
I have to get a red helmet?
It's got to match the Vespa.
Really, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
When I will ride it on Sunday, I will wear a red shirt and red shoes. I have to get a red helmet, really.
Yeah.
You know what? I probably should have because I have two helmets.
Yeah.
Just in case I want to give somebody else a ride, they can get on the bike.
Get a red
and both of them are black.
Yeah.
So I probably should have got a red one.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll change it for you.
100% they will.
Yeah.
You should get a 1,000% they will.
And then right on the helmet, you got to put sick right on the helmet,
They gave me service that was absolutely out of this world. And I understood at that point why they are the number one Vespa dealership in North America the last 5 years. The service they gave me, it's unbelievable.
I might have to go buy one now. You're giving me the itch.
Of course you're going to go buy one.
I'm going to have to go buy one now.
Of course, what am I going to do? I'm going to ride by myself.
Yeah.
But I do have my buddy Robert Marcucci. We're a group of about 10 or 11 people. From all the way from Lachine to the West Island, and they go out and they ride every weekend.
It's amazing.
They go out for about 4 hours, and they change groups of three or four every Saturday. It's a new group.
It's amazing.
So I'll have new partners when I go out on Saturday, if I go out on Saturday.
Amazing.
All right. Anyway, there you have it. For La Bita TB and for Energy Transportation Group, we want to thank them as well for their continuous support, because without them, we can't bring you the Sick Podcast Monday to Friday, weeknights at 10 p.m. We are live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. If you like the podcast tonight with George Larac, like it, share it with your friends, comment sick, S-I-C-K, S-I-C-K, S-I-C-K. And if you are listening on Google, Apple, or Spotify, leave us a 5-star review. It's our way of feeling the love. The Hab says for me to get myself a red jacket too. I can do that. And the red helmet says Kukuk 69. Okay. Josie Levesque, Tony, are we doing the meet and greet on June 9th? Agnello, we discussed it. We've discussed it for the past couple of weeks. We have something very, very special planned, but it looks like it's going to be in July, correct?
Yeah, we were going to do it June 16th, but now we're talking to a location. They can only do it in July.
So no, we were going to do it June 9th. Then we thought about June 16th. Right. And then it looks like we're going to do it in July, not because they can only do it in July, because July will be the best place, the best time to do it at that particular establishment.
Okay, that's right. Exactly.
All right. Okay. More news coming up. It's going to take place a little bit later than you thought, but believe us when we tell you it's going to be worth it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's going to be amazing. As a matter of fact, it's going to be sick. They're Cavallaro. I'm Marinaro. Good night. Enjoy the overtime. Dallas and Vegas tied at 2. The overtime has started. Ciao for now.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Tony Marinaro on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. The Sick Podcast is brought to you by Energy Transportation Group. Driven to be different. La Vida TB. Embrace your true nature.